Let's get out to the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. Cook one on the grill in just 13 minutes. And there we find Lance Briggs, the Bears linebacker. Lance, how are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. Good day, fellas.
We're doing great and very happy to talk to you. You know, everybody knows it's, what, 30 days till the start of training camp? I mean, when you're on a countdown to football, that's a real compliment to expectations for the Bears.
Yeah, it is. You know, these days, you know, dreaming, daydreaming, thinking about football, it's night and day now. You know, it's on my mind pretty much 24 hours a day.
Everyone has hopes and dreams during the OTAs and the mini camps, Lance. Everyone thinks their team is going to be a contending team. But what is it about this group that sets it apart from you know, years previous?
Well, I mean, on paper, I think you know, we say we're a pretty stacked team. Well, you know, on paper we're a pretty stacked team. You know, all positions. The moves that were made in the offseason to bring in a lot of veteran DBs. Of course, Brandon Marshall, Michael Bush, just put us in position to you know, we're able to transition that stuff onto the field to be a real contender.
Well, you know, Lance, I think the thing that everybody's pumped up about is with Brandon Marshall coming on board and some of the moves made at the receiver position, there was a feeling that you guys now won't just be a defense, you'll have an offense. And you'll have, you know, Cutler obviously is a pretty talented quarterback. You've got the great possibility of scoring points to go along with your defense. And I think that's what's got everyone pumped up.
Yeah, you know, we definitely have the right ingredients, you know, for a high-powered offense. And yeah, you know, from the defensive side, when defense is on the sideline, our offense is scoring points, everybody's happy.
Hey, Lance, when Ted Phillips announced that Jerry Angelo wouldn't be back, he said Lovey basically had a year, you know, even though he has more time left on his contract. It was kind of a win or else type thing. Does that resonate with the players?
All the time. You gotta know that you know, I mean, I'm not necessarily saying that everybody is on the hot seat or anything like that, but you gotta have a sense of urgency. You know, that next game is by far the most important, and you know, you can't take any of this stuff for granted. You know, as well as I do, you know, from last year, we had a drop off where we were sitting in first place for the playoffs, and you know, progressively got ourselves knocked out of it.
You know, Lance, yeah, I think the disappointing thing was when Brian Urlacher came out and said, now it's on the defense and we're going to take care of it, and then it didn't happen. And I know that the offense was awful, and you know, he had quarterback issues, and God knows we've seen enough of that in Chicago, and you thought that had changed. And really, it had to do with one play where Jay gets hurt that you guys didn't get through. But was it disappointing to you that the defense wasn't able to put that team on its back like it used to? Now, you know, let's be honest about it. You would have had to score touchdowns. That would have been what you'd had to do, given the way the offense played. But was that a little bit disappointing for you the way the year ended?
Yeah, I mean, it was a letdown. You know, it was a letdown. Very disappointed. You know, looking back on a lot of that tape, you know, we really, you know, have anything to really hang our heads on. You know, we fought. You know, and we didn't get the outcome that we wanted. Or enough of the games that would have got us into the playoffs. But yeah, it was a little disappointing.
Is it too much to expect a guy like Shay McClellan come in and make an impact right away?
I wouldn't say so. I don't see any reason why not. You know, the guy's a hard-working kid. You know, we'll see when he gets in training camp what he's made of.
He's Lance Briggs, the Bears linebacker, and he's doing some work with New Era. They're introducing their first NFL on-field cap. And so you, when you come off and take that helmet off, you're going to be putting on a New Era hat, which is much hipper, right?
Oh yeah, I'll be rocking my New Era, man. My 5950. Actually, I got my New Era tote,
nice.
Hat tote right here with me. I actually don't leave home without it now.
Now, I've seen the New Era NFL hat, which is very cool.
Sharp, yeah.
But these are you got a Bears hat too, right?
Oh yeah! I got my Bears hat. You know, I keep my training collection, you know, during preseason, and then as soon as week one comes out, you know, I'll have my new fitted cap. You know, I'll be sporting it everywhere.
And they're going to be available for fans, right?
Yeah, they'll be available for fans July 12th. And you know, if anybody can go down to the store downtown in Chicago, or you can go to newera cap.com.
Let me ask you this. As you look at the way the offense is stacked up this year, you know, obviously Matt Forte, you've got to resolve that issue, and Matt needs to be a part of it. But, you know, the old adage has always been, Lance, you throw to score and you run to win. And given your defense, and again, you know, you got a lot of new DBs in that should help a ton, but the primary players are older players. Wouldn't it make sense to get Forte in here to help the defense, to have that running game going where, you know, it's not just about the passing game,
you
but it's also about
and keep you guys off the field?
Fun stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, I've lobbied for Forte every day. You know, the man definitely deserves to be paid what he brings to the table. You know, for our offenses, you know, everyone knows his value, and we know that you know, a guy who's accounted for 60% of our offense in the past is going to be a big part of time management, moving the ball, moving the chains, and getting in that end zone.
You've been such a great spokesman for Matt that maybe you could be an agent after your playing days and get a little percentage of representing these guys.
As much as I would love to, no, I'm going to be a fan. I'll be a football fan.
those guys have to work too. They have to take too many phone calls. Hey, Lance, as you sit here today and you talk about the secondary and the changes in it, do you feel like the defense could be stronger given some of the back end issues that were there before?
Yeah, I think we can definitely be stronger. As far as the pieces and what guys have put together, you know, bringing in some of these free agent guys, I think this is going to be a big year, a key year for our interior linemen. Guys are going to have to get that push, allow Peppers and Israel Adonijay and Shane McClellan get around to that quarterback, not allow him to step up, and also create opportunities for us at the linebacker to just be opportunistic. You have Peanut, who's playing the best football that he's ever played.
Yep.
You know, Tim Jennings is going to – I mean, he has had, you know, probably by far the best offseason, you know, of anybody. You know, the guy had about 13, 14 picks this summer. You know, he's ball hawking and he's ready to play, so – I just think we're going to put ourselves in position, you know, to fight for this championship.
The jury's still out on some of the young guys who we really haven't seen, you know, be able to stay on the field for a full season too. So, you know, maybe if they can ever get a full campaign health wise, maybe, you know, you get improvement that way too.
True. You know, like I said, on paper, we look like a champion. You know, but we have a lot of work to do before we can actually be called a champion.
Great stuff, Lance. You got any vacation plans? You going to do anything before camp?
No, not really. I might go to New York maybe the week before, but I'm in North Carolina getting ready for the season.
Great stuff. Everyone very excited back home, Lance. Thanks so much.
See you in Bourbon A.
All right, fellas. We'll see you.